I'm Carla Reeves, and this is Differently. Whether you feel stuck in survival, navigating a change, or seeking more for your life, may this podcast be your weekly nudge to take a risk to build a life that is uniquely bold, authentic, and in alignment with your deepest values. After a decade of coaching individuals from corporate leaders to creative artists to multi-million dollar CEOs, I'm convinced we are far closer than we realize to what we deeply desire, and it's a willingness to do differently that can change everything. Welcome back to another episode of Differently. I'm Carla Reeves, your host. If you are a regular listener, thank you. That means so much. And if you're new to the program, welcome. Today's episode is about taking small risks for the sake of something greater in your life. We're going to cover the what, where, why it matters, and how you can think about it right in your life today. Small risks over time are what has allowed me to build a business, a family, a marriage that I'm really proud of, that feels true and aligned, and what is going to make the difference for you in that area where you want to grow or change. I call it the art of everyday skydiving. And if you haven't already listened, go back to December 2nd of 2021 and have a listen. I share the story behind this name and how it came to be. It's a good one. It's a skydive because it matters and because it requires you to get moderately to significantly uncomfortable for the sake of something bigger in your life. These small risks can feel like skydives in the moment of your everyday life, not literally, but it involves getting uncomfortable, butterflies in your stomach, calls you to be bigger, braver, more vulnerable. Again, it requires something of you for the sake of something bigger. In my skydiving story, I tell there are lots of reasons why I wanted to skydive, but the reason I actually did it was after a conversation with a mentor of mine and realizing that here I was coaching at the time, supporting and helping people get out of their own way to live the life they know they're here to live. And here in this moment of having the opportunity to finally do the skydiving, I wanted to shrink in my own life. And it was that had me really seriously consider doing it and getting out of my comfort zone for the sake of this bigger picture of who I want to be and how I want to show up as a mother, a friend, a coach, a leader, etc. Having a compass and knowing what these larger important things are to you in your life is vital for taking small steps of courage. Because if I don't know what these larger things are that are so important, why in the world would I step out when I feel shaky, scared, fearful, uncertain? Let's talk about some examples to get you thinking about where you might take some everyday skydives. So let's, in the area of work and entrepreneurship, this could look like, I remember years and years ago working with someone who was going through a reorg inside of a company, and it was pretty messy and it was easy to get sucked into all the drama and fear of losing her job. And an everyday skydive for her looked like really choosing her mindset daily to show up as someone who the company would want to keep instead of lay off. This actually happened. She ended up getting a lovely promotion and was flooded with incredible feedback from her colleagues about the impact her positive attitude had on them during those really difficult days. If you're an entrepreneur, opportunities for skydives happen every day. When instead of talking yourself out of that brave move, whether it's sending an email, asking for the sale, reaching out for a speaking gig, or having a hard conversation with a client, these are all small, courageous steps in your everyday business. In the area of well-being, a skydive here might be committing to that 9-day celery juice cleanse or showing up to a workout after a long break of not exercising, knowing that you're going to be so sore and doing it anyway. It could be getting up at 5 a.m. when the alarm goes off and doing that morning routine you know is going to change your life. In the area of relationships, everyday skydiving could look like leaning into your spouse for a hug when you feel like running away. This might look like taking the leap to finally have that hard conversation that's been swirling in your head and zapping your energy for a week. I had a client once who had a pattern of avoiding conversations, and every time she would lean in and do it, she would feel 1,000 times better, and it was never as hard as she imagined in her mind. Also, sometimes everyday skydiving might be less action-oriented. It might look like surrendering or trusting, allowing, listening instead of fixing, supporting instead of doing for another. It could be saying no instead of yes when you really are a no. And remember that sometimes the reward is the new and different approach itself as opposed to the outcome. So let's talk about putting these ideas in your life right now. And I want you to think about everyday skydiving can take place in all the different areas of your life. Business, relationships, well-being, faith requires everyday skydiving, the pursuit of adventure, starting a business, starting anything new. And these small risks are what lead to the growth change that you're desiring. Okay, so I want you to think of that one small risk or everyday skydive that you can take in one area of your life. Here's some of those ideas again that simply take 20 seconds of courage. Get up when the alarm goes off. Instead of hitting snooze, ask for that promotion or raise that you've been thinking about for months. Share your heart with a loved one in a way you might not be used to. Show up to that first writing club meeting. You get the idea. These are opportunities to skydive all over your everyday life. They come in all shapes and sizes. And also remember, what a skydive is to you will look different for others. In closing, I have two things for you. If you've been listening to this podcast for a while and have thought about joining me for a coaching experience, now for the first time ever, thank you to Melissa Goodwin Copy, you can see all the juicy details and imagine yourself right in it. Come see if it's a fit for you. You can check it out at carlareeves.com/differently. It all begins with a complimentary strategy session where we together make sure that this is a fit for you and that we're a fit to work together. The links are all in the show notes. And the last thing I have for you is a journaling prompt. I want you to reflect on a moment when you did a skydive in the past that led to something great, something rewarding. What were you doing? Who was involved? What did it take? How did you feel after? Great. Now you have evidence that you can do this. You have done this before and it led to something great. Take this question to your journal. What area of my life is ready for a skydive today? Listen and write. I'd love to hear how it goes. You can email me at carla@carlareeves.com. I'd love to support you in your everyday skydiving. You've got this. Here's to everyday skydives for the sake of what truly matters to you. Hey, thanks for tuning into this episode of Differently. I hope it stirred your thinking, and I invite you to take one inspired action from something that stood out to you. If you want to hear more conversations like this, be sure to hit follow on your favorite podcast app. And if this episode could impact someone you know, please help us spread the word and pass it along. Remember, new episodes drop weekly. See you next week.